It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Folks, you know the name of our show is Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. I thought that would be an appropriate name years ago, and it is an appropriate name. Many of the guests are friends, and maybe they're not friends in the beginning, but I've made many, many friends through our radio shows and through my writing through the years. One of my best friends in the world is Jeff Rice. Now, Jeff is with us. We're going to talk about a recent hog hunt that we just enjoyed yesterday. And Jeff actually manages the website. He just does so much stuff to help. But it's the catfishradio.org, all that website in the segments and everything there. Jeff takes care of all that, does a great job. But we're going to talk about a fun hog hunt and an evening we spent just yesterday together. Jeff, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Oh, glad to be here. And, my gosh, did we have a good time.
I really don't know when I had more fun. You know, of course, we always have a good time if we're catching catfish on the creek behind your house down in, or behind your land there in Lake Fork or whatever we're doing. But we had a unique, very unique hunt. We were using the calling the hogs, which is, I'm still a very much of a newbie at that. Probably 3 weeks ago was the first time I'd ever even been exposed to that. But the HP Bullet, you've heard me talking about it probably, by Convergent Hunting Solutions. That's what we used. And you go to convergenthunting.com and download the app. It's free. Now, you can pay, I think, $1.99 for Mr. Glenn Guest special calls that are on there, and I did that. But you have that on your smartphone. You set the bullet up, and so it's shaped like a bullet. Very compact and easy to move around. You set it up where you expect hogs to come to or where you want them to come. You got to be in good country, and you got to know something about hog hunting, too, don't you, Jeff? Really? I mean, you know.
You sure do, and I'll tell you what, I've used hand calls before, you know, and I've had limited success, not great success, but I've had some luck. But using this thing, oh my gosh, what a game changer. This thing is amazing. I mean, you had them coming in within 3 minutes. I could not believe it.
Every time I'm out there, you know, I'm the one sticks, there's a spike in the bottom of the bullet that you screw on, just a little rod. It's the thing is designed awesome. Sounds like a long commercial, but it's not really, but I'm that pumped about it. You stick that bullet down in the ground, that holds that spike in the ground, and that holds your bullet upright. Turn it on, get hit back where you can make the shot, and there's so many different sequences, the rally, little squealer, you know, that's the one that'll bring the sows in. Jeff, we were presented a challenge that worked out just perfectly, but I've got a good friend that's got lots and lots of hogs on his place, and he's an older gentleman in his 80s, well into his 80s, but he loves to offer hog hunts for kids, you know, or people that might not otherwise be able to go hog hunting. That's what he does.
Which is extremely admirable. That gentleman is just an amazing man.
He is to devote that much time. And, yes, you know, he has feeders and make sure that the hogs are there, you know. Well, but his marching orders are this. He want any boars you can shoot. Leave the sows because he wants his land continually stocked with hogs, because they do. They hunt them quite a bit, take quite a few off through the course of a year. So our marching orders, Jeff, you know, were to take only boars.
Right.
Well, I'm going to say this. I've had a lot of success early on by turning the bullet on, the rally, those type sounds, and bringing in sounders of sows and pigs and occasional boars. But that's what we got on the first set. We got,
and we sure did.
And folks, Jeff is a great, great with a camera, a videographer, and very good editing these things. You can go to, Jeff, your website, Buck and Bass Ranch.
BuckandBassRanch.com. Yeah, that video will be posted probably sometime later this evening.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. I'll even put it on catfishradio.org.
Okay, yeah, let's put it on there. So I want, folks, I want you to see this. But we, I thought it would be fun for my writing and just fun anyway to use. Probably old school is a good way to, a good title. Old school hog hunting. I used a 30-30 lever action, a Marlin, actually a Marlin Glenfield, made back in the 80s. Same old action, a 336C, same one that's been around forever. But I used that with, I had a lot of fun with it, put a Williams peep sights on it and a new blade front sight. And that thing shoots really, really good. I mean, I shot it in at 50 yards and shooting a 2-inch group consistently, you know. So we, the first setup, Jeff, tell our listeners about that. Those sows came in and I tell you what, I mean, that was so exciting.
I was amazed. I could not believe how quickly they heard that sound over the berm or over the hill, and they came right in. Within 3 minutes, there they were, looking, trying to figure out what was going on, and I was just, my jaw was hanging there going, oh my gosh, this is incredible. And they just sat there and they watched the area. They were scanning, trying to figure out what was going on, and I'm trying to keep myself together and keep the film rolling. So,
yeah.
But it was unbelievable. What an experience, you know?
Yep. And, they look, you know, they stayed. Now, had we been hunting any hogs, you know, sows or, which I try my best never to shoot a sow with pigs. I don't.
Right.
Now, I understand that a lot of people think about eradication, and that's, I understand. But I always target dry sows or sows without pigs or boars. But I had that 30-30 all over on every one of those, looking them over close. There must have been, what, six, seven? I don't know, quite a few.
Yeah, at least. And yeah. I had my binoculars, so I was trying to check them out as
yep.
well. And it was clear at that first go-round there that those were all sows. And I'm like, no, can't shoot those.
Yeah. Now, so I want our list, folks, I want you to see this because there's something about seeing the video. Yeah, catfishradio.org. I guess, Jeff, you'll post it on our radio site.
I will.
And then, of course, buckandbassranch.com. So remember, you can always remember catfishradio.org where you download the segments of our show to listen to. Go there. I want you to see this. Now, so we got, and then after they left, they stayed for a good, I don't know, couple of minutes just looking, and their hackles, their hair was up on the back of their neck, you know.
I mean, actually had one come back.
Remember that's it.
Yeah. The one turned around and came back and was checking it out.
And yeah. when that one came, I thought, oh, he or she was all hackled up, you know, and I thought, this
yep.
might be a boar, but no, it was obviously a sow. So then, you know, that was pretty early in the afternoon. I mean, it's a couple hours before dark. We probably could have stayed there and called some out of those bottoms, but we decided to go to the opposite part of his ranch over there and saw a bunch of hogs from a distance, but that's where the action got hot, wasn't it, Jeff?
Oh, my gosh. We got out of the truck, and I put my binoculars up because I heard some squealing off in the distance, and I'm looking, and I'm seeing this sow and about four or five boars look like they were trying to, you know, mount her. And I'm oh, my gosh, look at that.
Yep.
And there was hogs everywhere. It was just amazing. And we got close enough to call them in. We put the call down, and boy, they came right in. And it was just, it's a sight to behold. I mean, if you've never done that before, I highly recommend you try it because it's something like you'd never believe. You know?
Yeah, the technology, I don't begin to understand how it really works, but basically your smartphone, your cell phone, put it on Bluetooth, and once you download the app from Convergent Hunting. So let's see, yeah, convergenthunting.com is where you go. It's free. Now, I do recommend Glenn Guest Sounds, get those for $1.99. Put those on there too, you know. But then you're ready to go. So it actually plays that from your phone to the bullet, Bullet HP, that's their Convergent Hunting Solutions caller. And That's it. I mean, you know, you say every time I have success, which I think there's only been two times I've been out in the last, oh gosh, I've probably been out 6 or 7 times. Only twice that I didn't have success, and that's because I probably didn't stay with it. I just, you know, tried it and they didn't come where I was at. But you can, you know, once you get through the learning curve that it does work, it is just so much fun. Now, what I was going to say is you think every time I'm there and they come in, I think, wow, look what I've done. The truth of the matter is all I've done is turn the speaker on, and I know how to play the wind, and I know how to hunt hogs. So that all helps. You're not just going to go out there and just turn it on in the wrong place. You got to be where the hogs can hear it. But after that, it's all about the work that's been done to perfect those sounds, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, you want to be hunting in areas or using it in areas where you know there are hogs. And, obviously, again, like you said, you've got to use the wind to your favor, because that's the first line of defense for a hog is their nose, and they will bust you.
They
you
will.
Know, so.
Yep. I will add this, too. Texas-raised hunting products. Larry Wysoon told me about this, but it's a spray down scent remover. I'm not sure of the exact chemically how it really works, but it removes scent big time. I mean, you can spray a rag down. It's got gasoline on it, but we sprayed down with that. And I think that helped, especially on those sows, the way the wind was swirling around, you know?
We had a lot of swirling wind.
We
did. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jeff, I tell you, buddy, you and I, this weekend, we're going to be fishing the Yannis Catfish Classic and doing it. Well, I guess old school is what we're all about right now. We're going to be we're going to be fishing with cane poles. So I guess we better get back to that program, but thank you very much for spending some time with us and talking about this fun hunt that we just enjoyed, man. Hopefully we can do this many more times.
You betcha. Always glad to spend time with Mr. Luke Clayton.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.